Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Thank you for clicking on the Holderness Family Podcast.
If it just downloaded automatically, yeah. Even better.
Remember, if you could, please hit subscribe on this podcast. It helps people find us. And if you leave a review, that also helps. There's this imaginary group of podcast overlords that control algorithmic distribution when it comes to podcasts. I'm imagining that they are not in human form. They have long alien necks.
Yes.
And they are in charge of why...
Cryptocurrency, yeah. And podcasts.
Yeah, crypto. It's the Ethernet or the Ethereum. Whatever it is.
We don't understand.
What I know is that if you do those two things, it really helps us out and it allows us to make this part of our daily routine. And it's one of our favorite things that we do every week.
Yeah. And let me just say, sometimes we come in with a lot of like clear plans and research. And then sometimes it's just a discussion of what's on our minds, because I'm a strong believer if these discussionings. If these discussions...
Can we make that a word?
It's a good word.
I think it's better than discussions, because that's the word you were going for.
Yeah, if these discussionings, yeah. I'm going to just keep using it until like Urban Dictionary picks it up, are happening in the four walls of our house, they're definitely happening in... Wow.
Yeah, they are happening a lot. So let me tell you guys what you should know. Discussionings is like a much more... ongoing discussion.
Yeah.
And things that are happening are happening half here
and then half
where
you
are. So that really is happening.
I think we are making our own language. You guys, this is so important.
Yeah.
By the way,
so let's just a quick recap of our day so far. Went to work out, did some like prep for this podcast. And then the most important conversation we've had so far today is when we're going to be able to watch the season finale of The Gilded Age. Like, we have to get it on the calendar.
It is such a signal of our adulthood that this show that's very fringe and very like middle. I think we are the youngest people who probably watch it, and it's must-see TV for us.
We get really worked up if somebody kisses someone's hand.
I know. We're like, ooh, that's like porn back
then.
That's
like third base at least.
No, when they kissed before.
You just say like porn? It is. It's basically porn.
For the 1800s.
It's triple X rated when you kiss somebody's hand, and God forbid you kiss someone on the mouth.
I know.
Like that's
a little
like
mouth
snuffed.
Kissing.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
Yeah. Oh, that's... Anyway.
You get your hard drive raided for that. If you kiss someone in the mouth during the Gilded Age.
So, obviously, we are in our midlife. Okay? Listen. And there are times when I do not feel... Oh, well, by the time you guys listen to this, I'll be 46. I'm having a birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. There are times where I don't feel... 17. I mean, Lola will ask me like, hey, can I go, you know, she wants to go somewhere this weekend. And I was like, I don't feel responsible enough to make this decision. Like, you need to go ask the person in charge. And then I remember that I'm the person in charge, and it blows my mind that I'm this old. Mm-hmm. But then also mid 40s is not really that old, especially these days.
It's not if you take good care of yourself, mm-hmm. but it is. So it's the age, and full disclosure, one of the things that's spawned this discussion was our friend Taylor. We were just talking, and he's like, do you guys feel like you're getting into like the midlife crisis years? And that was interesting, right? Getting that question posed to us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely not in crisis, but because I have a birthday approaching, there's a lot that happens between the ears. And I feel like I haven't had these sort of birthday contemplations. I don't know how to say these birthday goals and these birthday, you know, thoughts in the last 2 years, because the last 2 years, quite honestly, were pandemic birthdays. I mean, March was the start of it in 2020. And then last year, I'm like, well, I guess we're still doing this. So I haven't, I never really, my birthday didn't feel significant in the last 2 years. But now that we are all more reminded about how fragile life is because of this pandemic and this ongoing war that we're watching happening. And let's face it, I'm not a spring chicken. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm catching up for like 2 years of, you know, missed goal setting and all of those things, that there's just a lot happening between the ears.
Oh, yeah. Can I just say really quickly, I'm here for this and I want to hear everything you have to say, but if you're listening and you're halving this discussion with us, yeah, we have two different outlooks on goals. It's very strange.
But if you listen, I don't have any goals. Yeah.
Right. But you were just mentioning that there was this 2 year period where you kind of took a break from it. And I wonder what that is like for you, because you're a goal oriented person. For me, it was great. I was like, I'd like put your head down and work hard. And I do have goals for some reason. I just don't say them out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that like for you?
I have to say, as a person with a partner who doesn't verbalize goals, I think I've stopped verbalizing goals, because that's just, it's a discussion that's very short and one-sided. You're supportive if I say like, thank you. I want to like do this or climb this or do whatever. You're very supportive, so it's not that. But it is a very one-sided discussion. So it's fine. But we just, that was, you know.
Okay. Again, I'm here for this.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't verbalize my goals. I think I don't want to go back over this. We talked about this last week, mm-hmm. and it led to like a lonely period for us because I wasn't verbalizing my goals. I think just to me, it's probably steeped in the fact that I don't ever want to disappoint anybody.
Yeah.
And I also, this is probably the most important thing, I want to enjoy and appreciate what's going on right now in front of me.
Right. And I think that's a lesson we've all learned over the last 2 years, especially, is that it's more important to be present. And I think the people that you meet on this planet that are just the happiest, they're not the thinnest or the richest. They are the people who can take a look around at their life and just appreciate the moment they're in.
Right.
And so that's something I aspire to 100%.
So tell me what's on your mind right now amid all these conversations.
So I think weighing heavy on me. So like the reason why I'm making some more hopeful goals for my, and I'm using the term goal because it's not something, it's not a, like a race I'm going to run, but just something I'm striving for the rest of my life, is watching our parents age. You know, my mom is actually a very young grandmother, but she has a hip surgery coming up, and, you know, she, which she'll rock and she'll be running around in no time. But then your parents are with dementia and Alzheimer's, like that's a hard thing to navigate and watch. And so it has me very aware that my time here is precious personally. And then within our marriage, like, you know, I'm doing the math in my head of like, let's say you continue down that path. Like at what age does like, and do I have to be like looking, oh my, is Penn's leaving his keys? Is that ADHD or is that because, you know, his brain is starting to slip.
If leaving your keys is indicative of dementia, I've had dementia since I was 14.
Early onset, for sure.
I think we're good on that. I do think, but I'm listening to you talk, and I think that you're assessing an age, and not just to yourself, but to your mom. You're looking at my mom. You're looking at what happens in those 10 years, because at least for my parents, there have been 10 years of rapid decline. You're looking at your husband's gray hair right now.
Which I love.
Thank you. Love you too, babe. But this all seems to be, I think there's a timer going off in your head a little bit right now.
And it's not even that I feel as if, you know, you and I are near end of life. That's not the discussion at all, because I still feel very young, and there are people in their 90s still publishing books. So I don't think I don't feel a deadline approaching. That's not what it is. But I do know that I've got to this point in my life.
Right.
And I'm happy with every decision I made. I don't have a big overwhelming regret about anything. And it's really good, but I do know that I'm not doing the thing that the happy people do. And I feel like the happy people are pausing and reflecting and living in the moment and doing all those things. And I want to do that more, but you can't just say like, oh, I want to live in the moment. Like the way my brain works is I need some specifics. And so I've been in discussion with friends. I've read books. I'm of course, because I want to do all the things about the people, like, how does that happen that people can just be happy later in life, you know, because I'm certainly not looking in the mirror and thinking like, wow, Kim, you're nailing it. Like, the mirror's not going to be kind to us as we age. So it can't be the physical thing anymore. You know, well, I just feel like my face is sliding off my skull. I really need to get like the Botox nailed down.
Okay.
That's a separate discussion.
No, but I don't think it is. I think we need to listen. I'm listening very carefully to everything that you're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're talking about aging.
Yeah.
This entire thing is about aging, mm-hmm. right? The only thing you can use as evidence is people around you, mm-hmm. the people that you love and who you're close to. The two closest people that you're looking to when it comes to this are your parents, right? Mm-hmm. That's gonna be it. And, you know, I hear you talking about your face sliding off. I think anybody, that's, okay.
It's silly.
Comments are going to erupt. Like, are you kidding me? You look phenomenal, not just for your age, just in general. You're very, very pretty. You look very young. God gave you these, like, cheekbones that look like they were fake and that someone injected them.
I'm very excited about my cheekbones.
God gave you lips that people spend thousands of dollars on what God gave
you. I did get accused. Like, the whole Amazing Race thing was so weird because there was somebody who just did not, and they're trolls, whatever, but they, every post, they would comment like, stop getting, you know, face surgery. Stop. I'm like, dude,
right.
I'm not saying I never will, but thank you. I was like, thank you so much that you think I've had surgery on my face. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, anyway, I know what I just did was I tried to fix it by saying, no, you look great. And I'm going to spend the rest of the time just listening, because that's one of my goals, is to just listen and empathize with what's going on instead of looking at you and saying, why can't you just be happy?
Yeah, no.
And I'm not doing that. But the one thing I will shake you on is that you look great. Hard pass, next subject.
I think I do. I mean, I think I am happy with what I say. I mean, I'm not going to say like every day. I'd be lying if I said every day I looked in the mirror and I was like, wow, Kim, you're nailing it. But generally, it's like not something that's super upsetting to me. But it's, especially for women, I think appearance is so like tied to aging, and everything marketed to us is anti-aging and almost, it's so funny, and just even look at the Instagram ads and things we're being served. There's very few things that are being served to people my age that aren't, you know, some sort of magic anti-age serum. Whereas, you know, Lola, her Instagram feed, it's all this like, you know, cool trips to take and this, you know, this cool new top or this cool, like the things being served to me are very different. Anyway, I know it's going to be shocking for you to hear this, but I have like
a list.
And it's only three things.
I like lists, remember? But,
and everything, you're married to me. And dear listener, if you have tuned in before, you know who I am. And my favorite people are the people who listen to this podcast, because you do know me. But I have my personal sort of plan for how I'm going to handle life from now on. And it may change the kind of content we're going to do. It may change the frequency of content we're going to do.
Is that the headline of this list?
No.
Your personal plan of how you're going to handle life from now on?
That's a really long title for this list.
Well, I'm just wondering, what is the title of this list?
Oh, we need a title.
Yeah.
We need a good content.
You can't just
creator.
Make a list without it being a list of something.
I think it's how to live my life from now on.
Like, okay. That's pretty close to what you just said.
Yeah. And there may be more, but in my research and my conversations about a long, productive, healthy, happy life, and the example I want to set for my kids, these are the things I've kind of immediately have put in place, and I've already put them in place.
Okay.
So
if I may just quickly, I do not have a list. This is your list.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it and try to support it, but I don't have to have the same list.
No.
No, I'm not asking. I'm saying.
No, yeah.
That's a fact. But I'm very curious.
Yeah. So you're going to laugh at this, dear listener. I am going to expand my social circle.
I'm not laughing. You went out. You've gone out like two or three times.
This week.
This week. And then when we were at the Amazing Race party, you were the one who wanted to stay up later than me. Which actually you didn't want to. You were just doing it because you were.
I did want to. Yeah. So
I just don't know how you did that physically. I just wanted to.
Well, I am very much an introvert, so I do honor those introverted tendencies by coming home and crashing. But I do. For the past 2 years, we've lived like hermits. But even before then, I was so wrapped up with kid stuff and that I just never did that. And science says that people who have active social lives live longer, happier lives. And I don't have the research study in front of me, but it's well documented that people that have a fulfilling social life are happier people. So I started doing those little things. Like we went to Miami Florida for the Amazing Race, and Lulu and Lala are amazing and threw this party, but they are all people who party. And so I have a picture of Penn fell asleep. You know, we were all eating cheeseburgers at 2 a.m. and fell asleep.
So late.
And I was like, honestly, I'm not going to, I mean, we were already planning like little reunions and get together, but I'm like, when are we ever going to be around these people in mass like this? But again, like, I'm not going to miss a minute of it.
The answer was the next day.
I know. Then we saw the next day. But then I had a friend who she's like, oh, come grab a drink with me. I'm going to watch. Her husband was playing tennis. And again, I'm not like a huge tennis watcher, but I'm like, I'll go. I was so tired, but I'm like, I'll go. And I'm so glad I did. I was really
stunned.
Quick. It was like, I was there for an hour.
Yeah. I'm not stunned anymore. I'm going to say, like, I'm not going to laugh at this. I have noticed this. I want to make sure that, and I never heard the science behind it that you just mentioned.
Which is why, honestly, that's why you'll never catch me discouraging you from going to play tennis, because it's something
been that way.
Very physical and very social.
Right.
And the science behind physical activity and a longer life is all over the place too. So you are doing two things that I think are very good for your brain, which is why I will always push you to do that.
Do you remember? So it was, I saw you and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, there's my wife. I love seeing you there.
You don't really, because you get nervous.
Oh, no, I don't like it when I'm playing.
Yeah.
So you stayed away and I won because I didn't know you were there. But then afterwards, and you were, so you came up there and I was like intently watching four middle-aged men play a line three doubles match. And I was enraptured. But like that's where I am now, because I have these buddies. And when you play like other clubs, for me, it's almost as satisfying as watching like a college basketball game, because I know how much it means to them.
Yeah.
So it's actually a great win for these two guys.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm sure you looked at me like, what are you doing?
No. But I know you care about these people, and because they care about it, it matters to you. So I think it's great.
Well, there is this communal support that you have when you play on a team,
right?
Or even like if you go to a place where you know people who play, and then you're playing someone from somewhere else, it harkens back to the high school days of when you got to go watch your buddies play football or your buddies play soccer. And that has been this great new discovery in my life that has been kind of the center of my social circle, at least here in Raleigh. There's other circles that happen elsewhere. But I was just imagining what it would look like for an outsider, which for the most part you've been, to like walk up and see this for the first time.
No, I know. I think it's great and encouraging to see. And I 100% agree. And I saw a meme or a quote, and I'm going to get this wrong, but somebody, I saw it online, and you can email me and I'll attribute it. But people think, it read something like, people think the goal of high school sports is to get an athletic scholarship, but the goal of high school sports is actually to learn how to work as a team, live in community, you know, those sort of lessons. And the fact that you get to do this as a middle-aged man now at this point in your life is amazing.
And you know that I get to like graduate to a different league when I turn 55.
You have a
55 and over.
Aww.
And it's approaching. Anyway, this is not about me.
No, it's about us.
I am already really impressed. You have permission to still cancel when you're feeling like you need to energize at home because...
Oh yeah, 100%.
Whether or not you will remain an introvert for the rest of your life, that has been the season of your life thus far, and it's how you recharge your batteries.
Yeah, and it's right? less about me not wanting to be around people. I love people, but I also recharge by being alone. But that's the thing with my age is that I can cancel, and the people I'm with know that they could cancel too. So it's fine. I'm a quitter like that. I will quit.
And we will be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's be honest. We've all had embarrassing BO moments. Like any time you have to speak in public, if you don't put deodorant on, it's like a different type of sweat.
Ugh.
And you and I did like a thing and I got done. And thank God I had a blazer on because it sort of masked it. But then I took it off and got in the car and it was just like...
There is a lot of pit sweat.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us ever have to worry about that BO again.
Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way.
Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
Lumi is a game-changing deodorant designed by an OBGYN.
Fast forward 6 years and her Whole Body Deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews.
How? Well, unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant.
I personally love that Lumi is baking soda free and paraben free.
You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HOLDERNESS at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit Lumi Deodorant and use code HOLDERNESS.
And it's Lumi, L-U-M-E. I know I'm not making a list, but maybe I'll make a list.
Okay.
But this is going to be weird because mine is going to be sort of opposite.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give myself time to recharge alone. Mm-hmm. I know that that's not where I normally get my energy, but we just had this shoot this week that I thought went extremely well.
So good.
That was the most people-y thing that I've done in a long time.
Right.
Maybe even more so than that whole interview junket that we did after we won the race. It was just, it was managing 8 or 9 people at once. And by the way, it was like sort of euphoric being able to be a manager and be a coach mm-hmm. instead of being the person in front of the camera. And I loved every minute of it,
mm-hmm.
but I still need some time, I think, just to like sit and read a book outside where the birds are chirping. Does that sound like me? I think even extroverts need that balance at some point.
Yeah. So, to back up, if you didn't watch our Instagram stories, we're goofballs and we have these videos that go on the internets and your Aunt Linda shares them. And then we do this podcast. But I think one of my favorite things we do is we produce videos for brands behind the scenes, and they're usually bigger way bigger productions than we do for our videos, and they take a long time. And whereas we shoot a video, we'll shoot three videos in a day. This took 3 days for one shoot, plus weeks of pre-planning and stuff like that. So I love that part of it, and I loved seeing you and Anne-Marie and Sam and Leanne just doing what you all do best, like how everybody kind of orchestrates. And I had the least to do with it. I was definitely support staff. And
you were like, very important.
I just staff. Was driving to go get things, yeah. Which is fine. But that was fine. But I was, even I, and I wasn't the person who was on the whole time. I was exhausted yesterday from that.
Our last bit, there was a guy named Ricardo, who was the last person who I worked with of about 12 actors. And I was holding a camera because we had to split up. And I actually filmed some of it with my hands. Other than that, phenomenal support staff. Anne-Marie is basically like my second brain when we're doing these things. Mm-hmm. Leanne is this like crazy detail oriented manager who took care of all of it. And Sam like bridges the gap between technical and artistic. Mm-hmm. So we had everybody we needed. And it's a huge team of people who are all working hard. But the guy looks at me, he goes, so let me get this straight. You wrote the song, you recorded the song, you produced the recording of the song, and now you're the director and you're the photographer. And you're going to edit this? And I was like, yeah, I need to give away some of my responsibilities. But he said all that, and I was like, oh my gosh, that has been a lot. And again, I said to him, I was like, I got a great team that helps me through all this.
Yeah, no, they're like, you couldn't have done that.
But it is a lot.
It is a lot. And so, by the way, stress, and we're talking of stress, not all stress is bad. Some stress, like this work stress, was actually very positive.
Absolutely.
But stress long-term impacts your body and your brain.
I felt it.
And so we need to figure out the balance of long-term stress in your body. This unhealthy stress is not good for you. A little bursts of good stress, very good. And so I got really started thinking about, like, do we do more of those? Because we all loved it. Do we do more of those things and fewer of our videos? Like, I start getting really, you know, in my head about that.
I think we see how this turns out, and then we answer that question. But so here's my one thing on the list. It's kind of opposite of you, but I'm going to find more time to be alone and just sit and be quiet, which was a lot of what Ian told me to do for my Enneagram.
Yeah.
If you listen to that one with Ian Morgan Cron. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So my number one was, I'm going to expand my social opportunities and circle. So I think I don't even need to expand my social circle. I feel like I have a lot of good friends, but I think I need to re-engage with those friends. And I'm already doing, I've already reached out about doing a girls' weekend with Liz and Anna, Michelle and Tiffany in July.
Oh.
Yeah. Aren't you impressed?
I love that.
I know. And it's very, like, and I'm planning a birthday dinner for Josette. Like, I'm really trying to do my thing, which is very unlike me.
And you know this makes me happy.
No, I know. That's why I figured be shocked. Okay, now my next one. My mother gave me the advice, as my poor mother, her hip is just, she needs to get a hip replacement. And she's going to get it, and she's going to be great, and she's going to be running laps. But she looked at me at one point, and she was in a lot of pain. I felt so sad for her. And she goes, don't wait until you're retired to travel. Do it now while you have two good feet and two good hips, and do it now. Because she did. Like, she did travel when she was, she's a part of this church group, and they used to go in those international expeditions.
It seemed like Ireland was a common spot for them.
They went all over the place.
And I know that she was hoping to make that a big part of this season of her life as well.
Actually, so I think she did, and she did so much of it that she said I'm fine with this season being the season where I'm working on my quilting, and she's a piano player and a quilter, and so she is fine with it because she did it. But the fact that it's not an option, I think, even if she didn't want to do it, the fact that it's not an option is,
she's okay with it.
Well, no. I was going to say it because it's not an option. I think it doesn't make her feel great.
Oh, I gotcha.
And so that's what she gave me, this advice saying, don't wait. So I think we all have this magic, you know, this idea that once I retire, and I can't even, I'm 45, well, 46. So the idea of retirement seems so far away. My dad, I won't even say his age out loud because I don't even know that the people he works with know his age. He's still climbing on roofs. and
it, does so, all his landscaping.
He will trim the trees down. I mean, it's so bad. Oh my gosh. But that his response is like, what else am I going to do? And so I thought we would just kind of keep doing this, what we're doing. We've joked that we would have microphones in the retirement home and they would not be plugged into anything. Oh, that's, I'm so sorry. That is mine.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
That was my ding. I'm so sorry.
It's not your ding because everyone's checking their phones.
And everybody's checking their phones right now. But live like I'm retired right now. What that means to me is this. I'm not retiring. But I don't think in my retirement, I have these visions of like, I'm going to go take an art class at the community center. I'm going to join this volunteer organization. I'm going to go to lunch with different friend groups every Tuesday and Thursday. And then every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like in my head, that's my retirement. I'm going to play pickleball and I'm going to ride my bike on the beach. Like I had this, but what in this life that I'm living right now makes you think I would actually do that?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Correct. It's a rhetorical question. Because I need to set up my life in a way that I'm doing those things now, that I'm taking opportunities to travel now, that I'm, even if it's just a weekend, cause we have the kids, they're still in school and stuff like that. Or I start taking classes now, because if I'm not doing it now, I'm never going to do it when I'm retired. I'm not going to start it when I'm 65 or whatever that magic age is. So I'm going to start living like I'm retired now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. My second one, because
you don't have to come up with stuff, honey.
My second one is to go with you when you travel. No.
Yeah. No, but like we have kids. Our kids are older. Yeah.
This doesn't have to be a goal. I want to learn, you know what? And it may not even involve travel. I want to learn more about this blue marble that we live on. Whether it's by reading books or by watching documentaries, the one thing that I feel the clock ticking on, and my clock ticking is different from your clock ticking. Everyone's clock is different, right? Mm-hmm. So I think what I'm hearing is your clock is based on preserving a sound mind and being able to do this as long as you can. And just in case that science wins, in case nature wins over science and something happens, there are things that you want to make sure that you do before it's all over. Mm-hmm. And I love and appreciate that. I have this image of, other than my family, you and the kids and, you know, my immediate family and my friends, I've had this realization since I was 10 years old. It clicked on me, like what death is. It's the end of everything. It's over. Everything that happened just stops. Well, it's true. Everything that happens just stops. And Kim, I'm telling you, it has been the driving force behind everything I've done in my entire life ever since I had that realization, which is I'm going to live the crap out of this life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that has been reflected in my attitude and in my enthusiasm and in the joy that I get from like even the most mundane things, because I know, and I'll never forget that realization, you just go from 1 to 0 and it's over. And we'll get into conversations about spirituality later on. It's possible that something, I certainly believe that something's going to happen, but it's also entirely possible that nothing happens. And as a biological entity, it's just over. And so I want to live every single day, if I can, if there's not too much going on, with as much joy as I can possibly have. And part of the joy, one of my greatest sources of joy is going to a new place, mm-hmm. or seeing a new place, yeah. or learning something new about the world, because the world is a miracle. And it's a crazy, insane miracle that it even exists in the first place.
I know.
Especially if you look at space, and you guys have never heard me talk about astronomy, but
Penn, we've been joking that we want to have a podcast just for Penn to talk about space and call it Space Cadet, because it's like ADHD plus space. Mm-hmm. And I think Sam even came up with a logo for it.
Be a great way for you to fall asleep, hon.
No, if you wanted to. So Penn reads like orbital physics books just for fun. So
also just to explain this, like the improbability that we live, I mean, obviously we're alive, so it's why, but the improbability that this planet exists and hasn't gotten hit by a bunch of meteors or was able to mature the way that it did without a catastrophic event is so minuscule. And that brings me joy too, But there's just so much in the world left to see. I'm so jealous. My friend Chris, he's retired. He's like, let's go to Iceland.
Yeah.
And he just went to see the Northern Lights, you know, like all of these things that we don't realize are going on around us. So it's very similar to you wanting to travel, but me, it's just more about getting a greater knowledge of the world that we live in.
Well, I think we can marry those. So like live like I'm retired now is taking those opportunities to go to Iceland. And, you know, our kids are older, so they can either come with us very easily or we can figure out ways to do it solo. It is so funny. We went on the Amazing Race, but we were very well aware we wouldn't actually see. The only time we actually got to see anything is while we were racing, but there was no enjoying.
Yeah.
There was no, I would love to go back to the places we visited on the race.
And it was a TV show and it was COVID. And
So no, there was no expectation of having time to sightsee, but I would love to go, but that little town in Portugal where we were painting the door and I was
Setúbal.
Yeah. Setúbal.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so adorable.
I'm down. And by the way, I'm sorry about the morbid conversation. I don't think I've ever shared that story with you before.
No.
But it was, I started sweating and then I started crying and then I laid up and I stared at the ceiling and then I didn't talk to anybody about it. And then at some point in the next like 2 or 3 days, I realized, ooh, I get one of these.
Yeah. Let's not waste it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could either go real dark on that and be really depressed that, oh my gosh, we're all gonna, you know.
No, it was like me finding out that I have cancer and I've got 80 years to live.
Right? Yeah. You're like,
so I'm gonna live every day to the fullest.
We've all been diagnosed.
With death.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like what you make of it. And I think quite honestly, I look at, you know, the people around us and I look at your parents and I think that I don't know that there's anything they could have done to prevent where they are. Maybe they could have. I don't know. And I'm hoping science is around and helps us with that. But if, let's say, how old's your dad now?
My dad is 82 and turns 83 in December.
Okay. So he started showing symptoms like 15 years ago, probably.
67, 68.
Yeah.
And mom was in her early 60s.
Yeah.
When she started showing symptoms.
So if I've got like 15, 20 years with your brain as is, like we should like make the most of it. Is that morbid to say?
No.
Yeah. So that's why, like, I don't want to wait until I'm 65 to start enjoying like relaxation and life with you. Because like, what if that's when.
Here, here.
Yeah. Senior poopy pants comes.
Oh, good old senior poopy pants.
Okay. My last one. And there's going to be more. I'm like excited about my life list.
Yep. I'm just laughing because we have the title of the podcast now.
Senior poopy pants. No.
Either that or discussionings.
Discussion. No, I think both are terrible names.
Yeah, okay.
You know what we're really bad at? This is.
Don't say we. This is me. I'm bad at titles.
No, I think you and I are both bad at titling things. Like I like to name, I have a title that's like 12 words long and that's, Anne Marie's always like, no, that's not good. Yeah.
I have a terminal disease. I have 80 years to live. Is that the title?
Yeah. Clickbait. Okay. The next thing is I'm on a hunt for a hobby.
Oh God. Thank God.
That's been number two.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what?
No, I'm never leaving you, baby. It's already been discussed. I wouldn't do the paperwork. I'm too lazy to do the paperwork.
I need a better reason, but thank you.
I love you. It's because I love you.
Go on.
I have no hobbies. And I just feel like that's not even a good example for our kids to see.
Well, you're a dabbler.
No, I'm not. I'm not even a dabbler.
You've dabbled on some things.
So I've dabbled, but I also know there are things I enjoy doing, and then I only do those things.
That's what...
Okay. No. That's not dabbling.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do enjoy cooking, but I don't enjoy like the Monday through Thursday, like, holy crap, I have to feed this family type of cooking. That's like emergency cooking. I don't enjoy, like, I will meal plan, but I roll my eyes the entire time. But I enjoy like a long Sunday cooking. So I enjoy cooking.
Can it be a hobby if it's attached to like a survival responsibility?
Right. I don't know. No, but I think that learning more about cooking, I enjoy learning about cooking.
Yeah.
And I enjoy learning why things happen in cooking.
Right. So the hobby would have to be like sushi making or something specific that was like fun that.
Yeah.
That isn't going to feed your family. And
I would love to take a class, and because everything I've learned is out of I don't know. I don't even watch Food Network. I don't know how I've learned anything.
Did Ilse, like, Ilse has some hobbies. I feel like you should talk to her about this. Wait.
She likes to watch birds.
She's obsessed with birds.
No, but like, so that's so interesting.
But also pickleball, and now she's like a craft cocktails is a big hobby of hers now. She makes craft cocktails, and she has like, she does like the freaking raw egg, the whipped egg on top of cocktails.
Okay. So I will also say that, so he's talking about our sweet friend, Elsie, who was the one who got me out the other night for like a drink. Like she has twins, which yes. are very active, but she does not work outside the home. I won't say she doesn't work because she has twins and that's a lot. And
yes.
she has a lot on her plate. She's doing a lot of other things, but I think that opened you up a little bit. But that being said, even there was a moment, like a blip in my life when I didn't work outside the home. I was like, taking care of Lola, I wasn't birding or pickleballing. Like I, so in my nature,
birding.
Well, but as I'm saying, but how that's so interesting. Like that's like an interesting. I like the minute I met her a couple years ago and she told me that, I'm like, that's the type of person I need to be around because you are into weird stuff. So I did play pickleball a couple times. And again, so Ilse wanted to learn how to play pickleball, so she looked up a video on YouTube and she taught herself how to play. So I could, she's the type of person, even if she worked 50 hours a week in an office, she would come home and still do that. Like,
yeah.
I need to be more like that.
So your hobbies over the last 10 or 15 years have been largely fitness oriented.
Right. Like
your main hobbies have been, they've all had a terminus. You've had, I'm going to train for an Ironman triathlon. I'm going to train for the Amazing Race. Like those are the things when you have something that comes to fruition at a certain point in time or has a deadline.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you should keep doing this, but I'm telling you that those are the things that you've gravitated toward. And maybe that's not what a hobby is. A hobby is something that you stick with
or can
without
get,
a terminus.
And, or can get, have the opportunity to improve and measure improvement or just enjoy. I mean, I don't think a hobby by definition is something you need to be competitive in or make money on. So I'm thinking pickleball because it's that physical and social thing. Hmm. And I also think tennis scares me. You guys are like a little competitive and there's a lot of people watching and I just don't want anything to do with that.
Okay.
So pickleball.
Yep. Way less competitive and way more, it's okay, let's move on.
Right. What else? Like, I'm open to suggestions, and I'm thinking of making this a blog series because I want to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And even if it's just once a month, trying something new,
But you want to land on something, don't you? Don't you want to have...
Maybe I'm a dabbler. Maybe I'm a dabbler until the day I die.
Okay.
But I think pickleball would be a fun hobby, but I also know me and I'm not going to take it as like, I'm not going to play it 4 days a week.
You got the right sport. Pickleball is for you if you're not going to take it seriously.
And I also,
it's like, called pickleball.
I know. Also, I feel like I remember my mom when I was a kid, she would like cross stitch, or maybe that was my aunt. Somebody cross stitch. I'm like, I think I could get into cross stitch. Is that a thing? Is that a hobby? Yeah.
Look, all of the manual clothing manufacturing hobbies are like crazy soothing for people.
Yeah.
Because once you learn how to do it and you kind of go on autopilot, you can even do other things. There are skill sets involved. And so particularly, you know, Meemaw, just seeing some of her craftsmanship.
My grandmother, yeah.
I don't want to stereotype you since it appears to run in your family, but I think the reasons why they did that, one, it was a gift they could give to somebody else and they have great hearts. Two, I guarantee you for both of them, there was some sort of like release valve that comes when you do that. Cause it's kind of satisfying to do those things. Yeah. And three, I don't have to think of a third thing.
Yeah, you don't have to. And also I think there's things I want to learn how to do that I don't necessarily need to be to practice over and over again. Like I really want to learn how to decorate cakes and cookies well. You know, there's people who do like really masterful,
like an icer.
Yeah, like I want it. That's a skill. So I wouldn't call that a hobby. That's a skill I want to learn. So maybe there's just like a monthly goal I can put in front of myself. And if even it's just like watching a YouTube video and practicing it, or I'm taking a class or something. And so I would love the dear people who are listening to this, who I love very much. What do you think? What have you learned that's like a fun skill to have, or what's a hobby that you're adopting? Because I think that I want to have a hobby and I don't have one.
But it sounds like you want to be a, I remember I started this by saying you're a dabbler and you said, no, you're not. And now the hobby that you've,
is dabbling
is the hobby that you've landed on is doing a new hobby every month.
Well, I also just want to explore a lot of things. And if I stumble upon,
that's called dabbling. There's nothing wrong with being a dabbler.
No, but you said I'm a dabbler now. Now I don't dabble.
You do dabble.
I don't currently dabble.
You dabble without making it a hobby. You dabble in a lot.
Tell me like one fun thing I do.
Oh, it's not fun.
That's what I'm saying.
It's well, at least not for me. But you've bought like 1,400 different fitness apparatus.
Well, I work out.
Yeah, but like there's things. Those are things that you dabble in.
No, but I use them all.
Really, the thing that you stand on top of and you move like back and forth on your hips. You use that thing.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you bought it. I love like a bait. By the way, like fitness equipment, buy. Bye. Like we'll use it at some point. I love the fact that you dabble. I just don't want you to tell me that you're not a dabbler.
This is the weirdest fight we'll ever get into.
It's not even a fight. I think honestly, if you give it some structure and you say every month I'm going to try something new, but then it has that terminus again, right?
Well,
like it has an ending. Like it has a goal that you get to, then you start something new.
I just admire I was talking to Lola about this. She's 15. And she's, you know, been a big, you know, tennis player and she's, you know, still will at some point, but she decided she wanted to join the track team, which I just thought was the coolest to try this new thing. I, for one, would never run on a track to have people watch me.
Unless chased,
because speed is not my thing. And she didn't know it was hers either. She's like, I figured I'd try it. It looks like fun. And she, you know, tennis is not a team sport and this is. And I was just so proud of her. And I told her that. I was like, listen, I'm in my 40s and I don't confidently just switch gears like that. Like it was really inspiring. And it's like one of the many things that she has taught me. And she's like, no, you do. You try new things. I'm like, name one. And she's like, well, you work out. I'm like, no, that's not.
She's right. It is a big part of what your sort of your experimentation has been in life. And I love this idea of just trying something new. And maybe you'll find something that you love so much that you cancel this monthly goal. And like, that's the thing.
100%.
But I do believe a hobby is something that has no end. I think it continues forward.
Right. And I don't need to monetize it or be competitive in it or just, it's just something you do that brings you joy.
My third thing.
I love that you still also have a list. I love this.
I know. I wasn't planning on it. So I loved yours. Yours was, I want to, because we're wrapping up here. Mm-hmm. And yours was number one, to expand your social circle. Mm-hmm. The one that you just did. I can always forget the second one. The third one was that you.
I was going to live like I'm retired.
You want to develop a hobby and then you want to live like you're retired. These are all such wonderful, attainable, positive things that you're saying. Mine was to find some time to. Not introvert, but find some time for peace and quiet every once in a while, just to balance out my wacky extroversion. Two is to gather more information on this wonderful world that we live in. Mm-hmm. And then three, which is kind of a tie on to two. And I thought about it, but it has to be its own thing. I'd like to go into space.
No.
What'd you say?
No.
It's going to be safer than like airplane travel at some point.
No.
Michael Strahan did it. He's got a wife and kids. I want to go into space. That's like the, yeah. Okay. So that's just me. I'll probably throw up because I get motion sick during the Avatar ride.
At Disney. Take you to Disney World, baby?
You know, it was really sad because I got sick on the Avatar ride and I was like,
he didn't puke, but.
No, I got like nauseous and I'm like, how is that going to affect my work in the space program?
Because they're looking for a colorblind, nearsighted dude to join the space program.
You laugh now, but I have a deep knowledge of orbital physics. I could be the pilot if they needed one, just because of my basic understanding and the fact that computers fly everything. And
you guys,
at some point, they're going to want potentially a storyteller such as myself to give his perspective of being in space. So I'd like to go to space for free.
Oh.
that's that's the other part.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be expensive.
It's expensive and your wife is not going to want to pay for that.
Right.
Okay, cool. Anyway, That's me. And that's like my life moving forward. And so when I talked about the type of content we do, I just meant like, we've talked, because you know, there's lovely people we work with, like maybe we start taking half day Fridays. Maybe we start enjoying, you know, if we're not, you know, I think we were putting out like 4 videos a week during the pandemic, and then we went down to 3, and now maybe it's 2. And so, and I don't think anybody's life is any worse for it. And I don't know, I just love, I love what we do, and I don't have intention of stopping. I think that I love this podcast. I love writing. I love writing the little blogs and making the videos. Like, I don't picture a time when we're going to stop doing that, but I guess there's, as long as it's providing, just I do feel like I want to enjoy what's happening right now with my life, because it's a pretty good one.
This was a great podcast.
Thanks, honey.
I'm so proud of you. I think this is the kind of goal setting I like, because it's not a goal setting. And it was a great list. And thank you for letting me hijack with my own stupid list.
That you want to go into space.
Hey, I'm just telling you how I feel. It's so funny. It all stems from that moment when I was 10, when I was like, you've got to make the most of this. And I think making the most of it is going to space.
I'm going to be so pissed if you die going to space.
Right. I feel like it's got to be when I'm older.
Like, I'll still be pissed.
I need everybody square. I need my, you know what? I need my kids properly raised. Like, all good.
Because right now it's real shaky. I'm kidding. The kids are great.
No, they are great. But I don't think I would, I don't want to say like a seminal moment would be a marriage, you know, a wedding or kids being born. But I think I would want to be a grandfather who goes to space.
Aww.
That's what I would like to do. And until then, I'll hold off. Yeah. Unless like Bezos calls and he's like, Penn, we really love what you did on Christmas Jammies. How would you... We should end with that.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.